Let me see here. Do you all know that today is the last day of 2017? How many of you have made your New Year's resolutions? I'm looking at my calendar and I'm trying to decide, what day am I going to forget about my promise? What day am I going to forget about my resolution? Maybe it'll be the 3rd or the 4th. Maybe if I'm really good, maybe it'll be the 7th or the 8th. You all know what New Year's resolutions are? It's making a promise that we'll do something different for the new year. Maybe you'll go on a diet. No, none of you need to go on a diet. Maybe each and every one of you will make a promise that you'll always keep your room clean. None of you want to do that? Okay, good. Oakley wants to do it. Very good. Maybe you'll make a promise that you'll always listen to mom and dad from tomorrow, matter of fact, from today, all the way until December 31st, 2018, 2019, 2020, 2021. Keep on going. How many want to do that? Oakley wants to do it. Very good. So Oakley is making all these resolutions, and how long will it take for Oakley to forget her resolutions? Yeah. Hi, Jaden. How you doing? How long will it take, Oakley? Maybe the 2nd or the 3rd? Maybe the 4th? Maybe on New Year's Day? Yeah, maybe the 4th. Okay, that's good. You're being honest. I like that. Well, you know, a lot of people make resolutions on this day or tomorrow, and you know, they break them like that. They break them just like that. Well, we know that there is one who has made a promise to us, and he will never, ever break his promise. Who has made a promise to you? Evan? Jesus has made a promise to you, and what's the promise? I'm going to put you on the spot. What has Jesus promised to Evan? That he died on the cross, he kept that promise?
Eternal life.
He's made a promise of eternal life. He's made a promise that he's going to come back for you. He's made a promise that he will return. Now, he may return tomorrow, or he may return when you all turn 50. He may return when you all turn 80. No one knows. No one knows when Jesus is going to return, but guess what? Unlike our New Year's resolutions, we can trust Jesus. You know, making these resolutions is really not a good thing to do, because we know that we can't keep our promises. But we know that Jesus will keep our promise, and he will make the promise that he made to us, he will keep his promise to us. He has made a promise to us that he'll always be with us and never leave or forsake us. In your baptism, he came to you and he's with you now. When you become older and are confirmed, when you come here to the altar, he's present with you. He serves you his body and blood. He keeps his promise. He will always keep his promise. He'll never leave or forsake you. He's always here. Each time we come into church, how do we begin church? In the name of the
Son.
Just like we do for CWS, right? We call upon God's name. And when we call upon his name, we know that he will keep his promise and that he is present with us. And that's why we do that in our church. We always call upon God's name, because he said that when you call upon my name, I will be there. Even if there are only two or three present, I will be in your midst. And he's here now. He's now listening to us. He's here to forgive us of your sins, to forgive you of all of your sins, and to tell us, don't worry about making promises. Remember the promise that I have made. Don't worry about the calendar and what you're going to do on this day or that day or that day. Remember, I'm always with you. And whatever besets you, whatever comes against you, whatever suffering you have, remember, I've died for you. I've forgiven you of all of your sins. And one day he's going to come. He's going to come and take us where?
Heaven.
The heaven. Very good. So remember the promises of our Lord Jesus, that you can trust him and always, always believe his word. For his word is always, always true. Let's fold our hands and close our eyes and let us pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for keeping your promise to us. Lord, you have kept all of your promises. You said that you would come to be born of a virgin, and you did. You said that you would take on our sins, and at your baptism, you did. And, oh Lord, you said that you would go to the cross and die for all of our sins, and Lord, you did. Then, Lord, you said you would ascend into the heavens and that on one day you would return. You did ascend. And therefore, Lord, we believe and we can trust you, knowing that one day you will come again in the clouds and you will take all of your dear children back into your kingdom, into your kingdom where, again, there is no sorrow, there is no pain, and there is no more promises for us to keep, and there is no more promises for you to keep. For, Lord, we believe that you are the promise keeper and that you are the Savior, the very Savior of you and the very Savior of all of us. And you, O Lord, are coming again. Lord Jesus, we thank you. And all the children said,
amen.